chapter 4, Living to God. Forasmuch then as Christ suffered in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same mind. For he that hath suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. You should no longer live the rest of your time in the flesh to the lusts of men, but to the will of God. For we have spent enough of our past lifetime doing the will of the Gentiles, when we walked in lewdness, lusts, drunkenness, revelries, drinking, parties, and abominable idolatries. In regard to these, they think it strange that you do not run with them in the same flood of dissipation, and so speak evil of you, you who shall give account to him that is ready to judge the living and dead. For to this end was the gospel preached to those now dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the Spirit. But the end of all things is at hand. Therefore be of sound mind and sober in prayer. Above all things, being fervent in your love among yourselves, for love covers a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to each other without complaining. According as each has received a gift, minister it among yourselves as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If anyone speaks, let him speak as if it were oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belongs the glory and the dominion for ever and ever. Amen. Encouragement in the last days. Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to test you, as though some strange thing happened to you. But insomuch as you are partakers of Christ's sufferings, rejoice, that at the revelation of his glory you also may rejoice with exceeding joy. If you are reproached for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory and the Spirit of God rests upon you. For let none of you suffer as a murderer, or a thief, or an evildoer, or as a meddler in other men's matters. But if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this name. For the time of judgment begins at the house of God. And if we are judged first, what will be the outcome of those that do not obey the gospel of God? And if the righteous are scarcely saved, where shall the ungodly and sinner appear? Therefore let them that suffer according to the will of God commit their souls in doing well to a faithful Creator.